If you have read this far in the Baudelaire's woeful story, then you will not be surprised to learn that the VFD headquarters in the Valley of Four Drafts in the Mortmain Mountains was no more. But Violet and Klaus, of course, were not reading their own story. They were in their own story, and this was the part of their story where they were sick with shock at what they saw. The vernacularly fastened door did not open onto a kitchen, not any more. When the Baudelaires followed the mysterious scout through the doorway, they found themselves standing in what at first seemed to be a large field, growing a black and ruined harvest in a valley as cold and draughty as its name. But slowly they saw the charred remains of the grand and impressive building that had stood where the three children were standing. Nearby was a handful of silverware that had survived the blaze, scattered in front of the remnants of a stove, and a refrigerator stood to one side, as if it were guarding the ashen remains of the rest of the kitchen. To one side was a pile of burnt wood that had probably once been a large dining table, with a half-melted candelabra sticking out of the top like a baby tree. Farther away, they could see the mysterious shapes of other objects that had survived the fire, a trombone, the pendulum of a grandfather clock, what looked like a periscope or perhaps a spyglass, an ice cream scoop lying forlornly in a pile of ashes encrusted with burnt sugar, and an iron archway emblazoned with the words VFD Library. But there was nothing beyond the archway but piles and piles of blackened remains. It was a devastating sight, and it made Violet and Klaus feel as if they were all alone in a world that had been completely ruined. The only thing they could see that seemed untouched by the fire was a sheer white wall beyond the refrigerator that rose up as far as two siblings could see. It took the Baudelaires a few moments to realize that it was a frozen waterfall, rising up in a slippery slope toward the source of the stricken stream on Mount Fraught, so shiny and white that it made the ruined headquarters look even darker. "It must have been beautiful," the sweated scout said in a quivering voice. He walked toward the waterfall, his feet churning up black dust with every step. "I read that there was a large window," he said, moving his gloved hand in the air as if it were still there. "When it was your turn to cook, you could look out at the waterfall while you were chopping vegetables or simmering a sauce. It was supposed to be very peaceful. And there was a mechanism just outside the window that turned some of the water from the pool into steam. The steam rose up and covered the headquarters, so it couldn't be seen through the blanket of mist." The Baudelaires walked to where the scout was standing and looked into the frozen pool at the bottom of the waterfall. The pool branched off into two tributaries, a word which here means divisions of a river or stream, each twisting off in a different direction, past the ruins of the headquarters and curving around the Mortmain Mountains until they disappeared from view. Violet and Klaus gazed sadly at the icy swirls of black and grey they had noticed when they were walking alongside the stricken stream. "It was ashes," Klaus said quietly. "Ashes from the fire fell into the pool at the bottom of the waterfall, and the stream carried them down the river."